大家翻看《耶利米哀歌》啊，
Please refer to the Book of Lamentations。
耶利米哀歌第三章二十六节
，Chapter 3, verse 26。
耶利米哀歌第三章二十六节
，Lamentations chapter 3, verse 26。
人仰望神啊。静默等候他的救恩，这原是好的。二十七。
27。
人在幼年负轭，这原是好的。
Verse 26. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. 27. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth.
啊，这里提到年幼还是幼年的时候。
This refers to the time of a person's youth.
那当然。圣经所记载这个年纪啊，大概是啊初级班还是中级班的学生呢
？The age range referred to here may refer to someone in the J1, J2 classes.
那他们可以说是一个 E 世代。
Maybe they are in the E generation.
那我们就是按照字典的分类哈，这个 E 世代有几个分类法。
According to the categorization defined by the dictionary, the E generation can be divided in several ways.
那第一个哈是叫做 M 世代哈 ，LM 世代。
The first one is LM, generation.
那 LM 就是我们用属于叫做老 Coco 哈，就是老的啊，是旧人类，是1965年初以前出生的。
These are the generation referred to as the old school generation, which is born in the years of 1965 and older.
所以1965年以前出生的都是旧人类。
Those who are born before the years of 1965 are considered to be older generation.
那新人类哈，就是 X 世代，是指着1965年到1975年。
The newer X generation.Refers to the years those who are born in the years of 1965 to 1975.
那 Y 世代啊，也就是新人类，是指在1976年出生的到1981年。
And then those who are born in 1976 to 1981, these are the newer generation, double new.
那是 Z 世代啊，是草莓族啊，草莓族是1981年到1990年。
Then the, those who are born in 1981 to 1990, these are the G generation, strawberry generation.
那1990到1996啊，这个世代呢，叫做吞吃食物的那个吞啊，吞世代 twins.
From 1990到1996. From those who are born in 1990 to 1996.These are the people who, in the swallowing generation.
当然，这个吞噬在到底是怎么吞？哎，大概是被手机所吞了。
Maybe you're swallowed up by your.
不是他吞，别是他被吞了。
By your cell phones.
好，那这个E世代的人哈有哪些特色哈
？What are the characteristics of the E generation people?
就是电子的哈，当时都是电子，这个一的哈。
Of course, this refers to the fact that they're all electronics.
比如说以前啊，我们抽烟呐、啊，抽烟现在啊改良到这个那、e-cigarette， 用电子烟。
For example, in the past, people would smoke cigarettes, and nowadays they smoke e-cigarettes.
那以后还可能发展这个一的毒品啊，就不需要去买毒品，这个一电子毒品。
Perhaps in the future they will be developing this e drug, so you don't need to buy drugs.
现在谈情说爱也是透过电子哈，这个电脑虚拟的谈情说爱。
Nowadays, you express your loving feelings electronically.
所以这个是 E 世代。
Therefore, this is called the E generation.
那这是易动感情，很容易就动感情，叫 emotional.
And then later on, it's called the emotional.Generation.
那在另外一个E啊，是自我为中心呢，叫 egocentric.
It's also called the egocentric. generation.
所以现在小孩子一出生啊，他第一句话会讲的是 mine，mine， 就是我的，什么都是我。
It's a generation where it's very self-centered. Therefore, kids, when they are born, they will say mine. Everything's mine.
那这是很苛求，现在艺术代表的是很苛求别人哈。
And also very demanding of other people.
所以有的人对于这个E世代的人呢，有一些比较负面的说法，就代表这个现在这个年轻人呢是鲁莽啊、冲动啊、热情。
Therefore, many people define this E generation people are very rambunctious, very demanding, but very expressive.
啊，当然这是外面的描述，这个外面这个教会以外的对这些E世代的描述。
But these are words of definition. Refer to people outside the church.
但是在我们教会里头的 community， 这个在教会在主的家庭里头， 这些字眼呢，并不太适合我们。
Within the family of God, within the community of the church, these vocabularies are not quite suitable for us.
所以我们为什么要让我们的下一代不要变成真正E世代啊所描写的哈，自我为中心，而且是苛求别人，只会要求别人，不会施舍，不会服务的。
Therefore, we don't want our kids to grow up to become so egocentric and very demanding of others and are unable to serve others.
所以我们现在就变成好像耶利米埃格第三章二十七节所说的，人在幼年时负轭，这是好的。
Therefore, now we want to learn in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 27, it is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth.
那为什么现在的人呢，对于教养孩子，变成非常的
Then why is it that it is so hard for us to educate our children that it has become a big challenge?
所以有的人结婚，但是他就干脆不生孩子，因为养孩子非常困难，要教育他们啊，走在主的路上是非常困难的。
So that many people would marry and refuse to have children because they find it very hard to train their kids to walk in the way of the Lord.
啊，但是我鼓励大家还是可以生的，值得生啊。
However, I encourage everybody, you still can have children.
那我们已经生的人哈，就是要让他们。 年轻的时候叫负轭。So
for us who have children already, let us be encouraged to train our kids to bear the yoke in their youth.
因为圣经既然说是好的，那我们就说是好的。Since
the Bible says it is good to do so, so we reckon it as good.
因为像E世代的人呢，对于压力哈，就比较没有这种抵抗压力的能力。Because
nowadays in the E generation, these people have no antibodies to manage stress.
所以很多年轻人呢，就罹上忧郁症。
Therefore, many youths have gone into depression.
那偶尔我们也会在报纸上看到这个很好的学校哈，大学啊，这个学生啊，他们跳楼自杀。Periodically,
we will see some children or some young people in colleges that are very famous. They kill themselves.
那好不容易挤到那个最好的学校、顶尖的学校。It
is very hard for them into squeezing into such good schools.
啊，很可惜，啊，为什么会走上这条绝路了？
But it is a shame that they have gone into such a ending path.
因为像E世代带来给人哈，就是一种自私自利啊。
Because this E generation have brought upon men the feelings of selfishness.
因为现在是少子化，所以大家对于孩子啊都非常重视，很捧孩子啊。
Because we have a very few children nowadays, so everyone really treasure their children.
所以变成是下一代在服务，上一代在服侍下一代，不是下一代在服侍上一代的。So
many a times the older generation are serving the younger ones, not the younger ones serving the older generation.
啊，曾经有一个人哈这样子说，这可能是真实的故事。There
was once a person saying these things. Maybe it is a true story.
啊，他说他有一次到这个麦当劳吃餐点。
He said one day he went to a McDonald's to eat.
他看到这个一对父母亲呢，还有一个小孩子，他们也在那里呀。He
saw a parents with their child.
结果父母亲点了餐点。The
parents ordered some meal.
哦，就给孩子吃。Then
they served the kids.
父母亲就眼睁睁看孩子吃享受这个餐点。The
parents only watched the children enjoying the meal.
啊，父母亲没得吃啊。The
parents themselves did not eat.
啊，这个就是我们这一代呀。
This is the generation
nowadays.
We really love our children because we only have a few of them, only one or two. So how are we going to educate our children? Because the Bible tells us.
儿女是神所赏赐的产业。
Children are an inheritance from the Lord.
所以照理来说，我们儿女是属于神的。
So accordingly, our children belong to God.
神是托付我们来管理他们。
God has entrusted us to be stewards to manage our children.
来养育他们。
To raise and educate them.
因此，我们怎么样让我们孩子在主的面前长大？
So how do we train our children to grow before the Lord?
所以要让他们年幼的时候就负轭。
So that they're able to take up the yoke in their youth.
在年轻的时候，我们就要训练他们，教育他们。
When they're very young, we train them, we educate them.
好，我们来看列王记上。
Let's turn to 1 Kings.
列王记上第五章。
1 Kings chapter 5.
列王记上。
The book of 1 Kings.
第五章15节。
Chapter 5, verse 15.
列王记上第五章15节。
First Kings chapter 5 verse 15.
所罗门用70,000扛抬的，80,000在山上凿石头的。所以这里提到，在山上凿石头，这些石头就是要建造圣殿用的。This
it says Solomon had 70,000 who carried burdens and 80,000 who quarried stones in the mountains, and these stones are quarried to build the temple.
但是呢，是预先就凿好了。
Because these stones have been prepared beforehand.
再请看18节。
And then let's read verse 18.
所罗门的匠人和西安的匠人，并加巴勒人，都将石头凿好，预备木料和石头建殿。
Verse 18. So Solomon's builders, Hiram's builders, and the Gibeonites quarried them, and they prepared timber and stones to build the temple.
再请看第六章第七节。
Then refer to chapter 6, verse 7.
第六章第七节
Chapter 6, verse 7
建殿是用山中凿成的石头，建殿的时候，锤子、斧子和别样铁器的响声都没有听见。
And the temple when it was being built was built with stone finished at a quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built.
那应该是这个石头要建造的时候，应该会有响声啊。
Actually, these stones are supposed to make sounds when they are being built.
但是圣经说都没有响声。
But the Bible says there was no sound created.
为什么呢？ 因为在山上已经凿好了。
Why? Because they have been finished at the quarry.
在山上已经训练好了。
In the mountains, they have been trained well.
当然，假若石头有生命的话。
Of course, if the stones were to have life.
那事实上，彼得告诉我们，我们就像一块活石，是活的石头啊。
And then Peter referred to us as living stones.
所以石头是有生命的。So
stones, they carry life.
我们每一个人就像一块石头一样。Every
one of us are like a stone.
我们本来这个石头，有的是尖形的，有的是椭圆形的、四方形的、梯形的，各种不同的形状。We
may be different types of stone. We might be like arrow-headed, or oval-shaped, or flat, or squared.
所以每一个人被神拣选的时候。So
every one of us have been called by the Lord.
都有不同的个性。
We all have different characteristics because we come from different family backgrounds. Therefore, we have different personalities. This is all natural. However, now we are building the temple of God. So we have to be trained and molded beforehand. Just now we have said that we're all living stones. We all have life.
说雕的时候会产生痛觉。
When we are carved, we feel the pain.
那我们在养育孩子也是一样啊。
When we are training our children, it's the same way.
孩子都很不喜欢我们父母亲唠叨。
The children despise us our nagging.
我曾经看见一个年轻人啊。
Once I saw this young person.
他的妈妈一直提醒他，我忘记是什么事情了，但是一直提醒他某一个事情。
His mother constantly reminded him of something, but I forgot what that matter was.
过了一会儿，这个妈妈又提醒他。After
some time later, the mother reminded him again.
过了一会儿，妈妈又提醒他三次。
After some time again, the mother reminded him of the same thing again for three times.
我这个孩子就 就不耐烦了。 So
this child lost patience.
他说：“妈妈，已经第三次了，够了。”
He said, "Mom, you have reminded me three times. It's enough."
那可能第四次的话，他就告诉妈妈说：“妈妈，闭嘴。”Perhaps
for the fourth time, the child will say, "Be quiet, Mom."
所以被练当时很不舒服啊。Of
course, when you have been were being trained, it is not easy.
所以我们父母在养育孩子的过程当中啊。In
the process of parents training the children.
这个亲子关系会经常会产生紧张，会产生矛盾。
Sometimes stress or a fracture in the relationship can be created in the process.
因为我们都是觉得我们就是为了我们下一代好啊。
Of course, we are having them in the best of our minds.
啊，所以必须要有些要求。
Therefore, we have some expectations.
啊，有些最基本的要求。
We hold some basic expectations.
啊，当然每个父母亲要求不一样。
Of course, many parents will have different expectations.
啊，但是在双的父母亲一定也是有一些要求的。
But the most lenient parents will have their basic expectation to their children.
因为不能没有要求啊。
Because you cannot but have any expectation.
所以合理的虎妈是很好的。
So a reasonable kind of demand is good.
要合理的。
But they have to be reasonable.
所以我们要对孩子有所要求。
So we have to have some request to our children.
我们请看诗篇一百四十四篇。
Let's refer to Psalms 144.
诗篇一百四十四篇的十二节。
Psalms 144, verse 12.
十二节，一百四十四篇十二节。
Psalm 144, verse 12.
我们的儿子从幼年好像树栽子长大，我们的女儿如同垫脚石，是按建工的样式凿成的。
That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars sculptured in palace style.
他说，不管是树栽子，都是要被修剪的。
Whether it is plants or not, they have to be trimmed.
啊，石头是要被雕琢的。
Those stones have to be quarried.And formed.
所以这个让孩子很觉得很不舒服啊。
So our children will feel uncomfortable.
啊，但是我们一定要有所要求。
But we do have to have some expectations.
啊，所以我们看这个影带哈，这我们居然会宗教教的学生哈啊制作一些啊特别的这种投影图啊。
So after the morning service, we see the.Film clips, video clips created by the RE department by our children.
那其中有的就这个就是很多不同的谈到很多不同的方面。
Many of them refer to different parts of their lives.
那就是要有些训练雕琢。
They require some training.
我们知道，大卫他有几个儿子。
We know that David had several children.
那亚沙龙啊，他很俊美，大家都知道。
Absalom was very handsome. Everybody knows that.
那还有一个是亚多尼亚哈，也是很俊美。
And another one, Adonijah, was also quite handsome.
那因为亚沙龙啊，已经离开世间了。
Because Absalom had departed from the world.
所以大卫就把好像一切的希望啊，就放在亚多尼亚的身上。
Therefore, David placed all his hope on Adonijah.
也不是说希望，就是因为他很俊美，这个孩子生出来非常可爱。
Because this son was quite adorable at his birth.
所以大卫非常的疼爱他。
So David placed his love on him.
然后导致大卫就变成溺爱的。
In the process, David had a negative effect of his love. He spoiled him too much.
我们请看列王记上。
Let's refer to 1 Kings.
列王记上第一章。
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 1.
列王记上第一章的第四节。
1 Kings, chapter 1, verse 4.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
那时哈吉的儿子亚多尼亚自尊说我必做王，就为自己预备车辆马兵，又派五十人在他前头奔走。第六节，
Six.
他父亲啊，素然没有使他忧闷，说你是做什么呢？他生俊美，生在亚沙龙之后所以这个孩子生出来也是很英俊的、啊。
So this child was quite handsome in appearance.
但是现在亚沙龙已经离开世间了。
But then Absalom had departed from the world.
你说英俊的话，就是这个就变成很特别，因为亚沙龙已经。
When you say he's very good looking, then he will become very special because there's no more Absalom.
So he was very fond of Adonijah.
So he really loved Adonijah.
啊，甚至于他做什么事情啊都好啊，你做什么都好啊，你很棒啊，啊非常好了。
Whatever he does, the father would say, it's very good that you're doing.
啊，就是做错事情也不敢讲他。
Even if he had committed mistake, he did not rebuke him.
啊，因为他实在是。很可爱的
，because he was so adorable
啊，所以我们当然不能够因为孩子可爱啊，每个孩子都很可爱，就太溺爱也不可以的。
But we cannot spoil our children just because they are very adorable
结果亚多尼亚他的自尊他就想要称王。
But then Adonijah exalted himself, saying, "I will become king."
啊，没有人立他为王。
Nobody had wanted him to be king.
但是因为他平常就是被大家的拥抱。
Because of the people's embrace to him.
他是在掌声当中长大的。
He grew up in applause.
他不能够当第二。
He could not be the number two.
啊，他一定第一的。
He has always been on the first place.
所以他的观念就什么都是我的。
Therefore, in his concept, everything belongs to me.
啊。君王也是我的。
The kingship belongs to me.
不是属别人的。
It doesn't belong to others.
因为他小时候就没有受这种的雕磨。
Because he has not been molded and carved since he was young in this way.
他小时候就没有开始负轭。
From his childhood, he had never taken any yoke.
就导致他现在的这种人格的发展。
Which led him to the development of his character in this way.
那这个好不好呢？
But was this good?
当时不好啊。
Of course not.
后来的结局啊，我们只要再看圣经的话，就知道他的结局不好。
If we continue reading, we can see that his consequence was not good too.
所以我们要管教孩子。
Therefore, we have to discipline our children.
那虽然是有些时候会产生矛盾冲突
，Even though
不愉快。
Sometimes unhappiness may be created in the process.
有的人就放弃了，说好了好了，随便你呢。
Some people have already given up. Okay, whatever you will do.
当然表面上看起来好像你很尊重小孩子的人权。
Of course, in the appearance, you are honoring the human rights of your children.
那事实上对他们是不好的。
In actuality, this is not good for them.
我们请看箴言。
Let's refer to the book of Proverbs.
箴言29章。
Proverbs chapter 29.
箴言29章。
Proverbs chapter 29.
17节。
Verse 17.
先来看十五节。
Verse 15。
箴言二十九章十五节。
Proverbs 29 verse 15。
杖打和责备能增加智慧放纵的儿子使母亲羞愧。再请看十七节。
And then verse 17。
管教你的儿子，他就要使你得安息，也必使你心里喜乐。那假如相反的，放纵孩子不管教的话。
On the opposite side, if you do not rebuke your children, you will let them be.
那父母亲就不能够得到安息啊。
The parents will not have rest.
不但是不能够得到安息，还使父母亲羞愧。
Not only did they not have rest,
they
would bring shame to their
parents. 因为他就没有一个行为的准绳，没有一个行为的标准呢。
Because they do not hold a standard to their actions.
他会误以为他所做的是对的。
They will mistakenly think that whatever they do.Is correct.
从小时候没有给他放一个轭
because a yoke has not been put on them since young.
那这个轭就是要让他能够顺服的。
This yoke is placed on them so that they may be obedient.
服在这个权柄之下。
That they may obey the authority.
服在父母亲的权柄之下。
The authorities of the parents.
父母亲既然生了孩子。
Since the parents have given birth to these children.
神就赏赐给父母亲有权柄来管孩子。
God has given this authority to the parents to discipline and train the children.
所以圣经一直说这个天父管教孩子父母亲管教孩子就是这个都是很理所当然的。
Therefore, the Bible refers to it as reasonable when the Heavenly Father or parents discipline their children.
这个也是我们的责任。
This is also our responsibility.
所以我们只要是用神的道理来管养育自己的孩子。
Only if we use the words of God to manage our children.
那这样子孩子就让我们父母亲哦。能够得到安息啊。
Then these children will bring rest to to the parents.
因为他们内心有神的话。
Because within their hearts they have the word of God.
他们就知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
They will be able to discern what is right from wrong.
什么是在神眼中可以被接受的行为，什么是在神眼中不能够被接受的行为。
And what are the actions that are acceptable in the eyes of God, and what are those that are not acceptable in His sight?
那只要他们不去犯，我们父母亲就很安心了。
As long as they do not commit them, we as parents will be at rest.
我们就能够得到安息。
Then we will receive rest.
不然的话这个十五节说我们就会羞愧。
Otherwise, as referred to in verse 15, we will be having shame.
那有一个例子，当然就是我们有一个人叫做 Ben Carson Ben Carson.
There's an example.
他是2016年曾经参选的共和党的总统候选人。
There was a person by the name of Ben Carson. He was one of the presidential candidates in the year of 2016.
那他小时候他妈妈。对他就很严格了。
From youth, his mother was very strict on him.
哦，经常带他去图书馆读书。
He was always brought to the library.
啊，回来啊，就要求孩子啊，赶快做功课了。
As soon as he comes back home, he's required to quickly finish his homework.
哦，还拿他孩子的功课来看看，哎，你做了怎么样
？And then the mother would carry in the hand his the son's homework to see whether it's got done correctly.
那当时孩子呢，不知道他妈妈事实上是不认识字的，不懂字的。
At that time, the son did not know that the mother actually could not read.
孩子只知道他的妈妈非常严格。
He only knew that the mother was very strict.
哦，回来做功课一定要给他妈妈看。
As soon as he finished his homework, he should surrender homework to the mother.
孩子不敢不服从啊。
The son did not dare to be disobedient.
啊，所以孩子就这样子一直一直长进，一直一直的学习。
So in this way, this child progress and grow.
到了长大以后
，when he has grown, been a grown adult,
孩子才知道原来他的妈妈是不认识字的。
Then he realized that his mother was illiterate.
哇，这个让孩子更感激妈妈。
This point led him to be even more thankful to his mother.
啊，这个 Ben Carson 后来当然他的成就，他在医学的领域上很有成就。
Of course, Ben Carson later on was a very established doctor.
啊，他也出了一本自传呐。
He also has written a biography.
那这个是很让人呐能够激励我们，激励我们孩子啊，也激励啊大家对孩子管教的决心。
It is a very motivational book that we can read to train our children.
那有一位姐妹啊，她看到很多人啊可以来抒情啊。
There is also a sister who saw that many people are able to serve by being a pianist in the church.
啊，所以这位姐妹非常羡慕啊。
This sister admired this point.
哇，很多姐妹都能够来这边帮忙抒情。
There are many sisters who can play the piano here.
所以她有一天就对她的妈妈说了。
So one day she said to the mother.
她说：“妈妈，你当时为什么没有逼我一定要学钢琴呢？”
Mom, why did you not force me to learn the piano at those times?
妈妈说：“你自己选择不要学的啦。”
The mother said, "You yourself chose not to learn it."
我要告诉你说要学，你说不要。
I asked you to learn it, and you said you didn't want to.
啊，这个就是因为妈妈没有很严格的说，某一个程度的逼她要学的。
This is because the mother was not strict enough to insist that the child continue learning.
啊，又有个姐妹啊。
Then there's another sister.
她长大结婚了。
She has grown up and got married.
啊，她告诉她妈妈。
She told the mother.
说妈妈。我当时啊，不喜欢你这个太严厉的管教。
Mom, those times I really detest the fact that how you are so strict.
啊，但是现在这个女儿要跟妈妈说声谢谢。
But now this daughter is saying thank you to the mother.
还好有当时你在督促我啊。
Luckily, during those times, you have been insisting on me.
所以我们看约瑟哈，约瑟他说过一句话。
So we see that Joseph said a particular saying.
我们请看创世纪。
Let's refer to Genesis.
创世纪四十一章的五十二节。
The book of Genesis, chapter 41, verse 52.
创世纪四十一章五十二节。
Genesis, chapter 41, verse 52.
四十一章五十二节。
Chapter 41, verse 52.
他给次子起名叫以法莲，就是使之昌盛。因为他说啊，神使我在受苦的地方昌盛。哦，我们再念一次啊。
Let's read one more time.
神使我在受苦的地方昌盛。
He said, "For God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction."
当然，受苦跟昌盛是两个不一样的名词啊。
Of course, to be fruitful is the opposite of being afflicted.
受苦就不会昌盛啊。
When you are being afflicted, how can you be fruitful?
昌盛就不会受苦啊。
And how can you be fruitful when you are being afflicted?
那这两个受苦跟昌盛要让我们选择的话，我们要选择哪一个？
Which one are we to choose if we are given to be fruitful or being afflicted?
当然，大家都选择昌盛。
Of course, everyone would choose to be fruitful.
大家在选择要过着一个舒适的生活。
Everyone would choose to live a comfortable life.
啊，但是呢，约瑟他说，我是在受苦的地方才昌盛的。
But yet Joseph said, "I was fruitful in the land of my affliction."
说没有受苦就不会有昌盛。
So without affliction, we cannot have being fruitful.
年轻的时候没有负轭，他就没有美好的未来呀。
Without taking a yoke in our youth, we cannot have a wonderful future.
所以我们不要太对孩子不要太宠。
So let us not be too spoiling our children.
啊，尤其我们在南加州地方啊，南加州是这个加南美地啊。
Especially in Southern California, we are like in the land of Canaan.
哦，这个环境很好啊。
This is such a good environment.
尤其是某些地方公园又多。
For example, in some places there are so many national parks.
树木又多，走路起来很舒适。
There are many trees and it's very comfortable for us to just take a walk.
商店也非常方便。
It's very near to shopping malls.
很好。
It's good.
但是我说认为那些对已经拼过来的人是很好的一种享受了。
However, I think those are the enjoyment that is worth for those who have struggled their whole life.
但是我们年轻的下一代,
but for our newer generations, of course, we hope that they can live in a very comfortable environment.
大家不要忘记,
but please do not forget,
越是在受苦的地方昌盛,
Joseph flourished in the land of affliction.
年轻的时候，父母是好的。
It is good for a man to have a yoke upon his shoulders when he was young.
那这是人这个技能的有技能的培养。This
is a training of a personal skill.
那也要有品格的培养啊。There's
also a training of one's virtues.
好，我们再请看回来。Let's
refer back.
耶利米哀歌,
to the book of Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌第三章二十六节,
chapter 3, verse 26.
耶利米哀歌三章的二十六节,
the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 26.
能仰望神，静默等候他的救恩，这原是好的。
It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
所以这里说要静默等候。
Here it says to ask us to wait quietly and hope.
以赛亚书49章那边提到第一节跟第二节。
In the book of Isaiah chapter 49 verses 1 and 2 it says,
那磨亮这个箭以后,
after you have sharpened your arrows,
就把它藏在箭袋里头啊,
you have to put them and store them in your quiver.
所以不是马上用哦,
you do not use them immediately.
所以我们年轻人就是要有这种静默等候的品格。
So our young people should have the spirit of waiting quietly and hoping.
因为技能还要跟我们品格互相配合。
Because our skills need to be complementing our virtues.
大家有听过哈, 有IQ, 但是没有什么, 没有EQ。
Many people have IQ but no EQ.
意思说你很会读书吧。
For example, you are very good in your studies.
聪明。
Or you're very smart,
但是没有智慧,
but then you don't have wisdom.
智慧是包括处事，我们在处事为人的智慧。
This wisdom refers to how we deal with things in the world.
那我们信主的人更要有属灵的品格。
And yet, for us who have who are believers in God, we should have our spiritual virtues.
所以我们让我们的孩子接受好的教育。
We let our children receive the best education.
让他们学到一技之能，这是很好的。
It's good that they can acquire some skills.
但是也要让他们有属灵的品格。
But we have to equip them with spiritual virtues.
所以学好以后，就是要能够等候，要静默等候。
After we have acquired this, we have to wait quietly.
约瑟，他年轻的时候做了两个梦啊。
Joseph in his youthful days had two dreams.
当然他也知道这个梦是什么意思。Of
course, he knew what those dreams meant.
所以连自己的父母亲都对他说，那爸爸跟妈妈还要跟你下拜哦。Even
the parents asked him, do we need to bow down even to you?
所以就表示什么时候，有一天，这个约瑟他会成为这种受人敬拜的对象。It
means that one day, Joseph will become a person who receives honor from others.
那么也就是说，他以后会当高官。
Which means that one day he will be a high official.
大家都要求他,
many people will come to him for favors.
他做这个梦以后,
after he had this dream,
他不但没有实现他的梦想啊,
he not only did not fulfill his dreams,
反而他是被卖到一个他不认识的地方，埃及。
But instead, he was sold to a foreign land, the land of Egypt.
他到埃及的时候，连一句埃及话都不会讲。
When he reached there, he could not even speak a word of Egyptian.
他离开他的父母亲了。
He left his parents.
怎么回去他都不知道啊。
He didn't even know the way back.
你要说知道路的话，还可以走原路回家。
If you know the way back, then you would follow and trace back.
连怎么回家都不知道。
He didn't even know the way home.
你说惨不惨啊？
So isn't it a very tragic state?
非常的惨。
It is a very tragic.
那后来啊，又被关在监牢里头。
And in the end, he was imprisoned.
更惨。
he was even in a more terrible state. So after this dream that he had, he was hidden in Egypt for 13 years. Within these 13 years, God continued to train him. To mold and train him to become a very successful leader of a nation in the future. So to become a leader, you not only need to have good schooling and good IQ.
还要懂得这个EQ, 还懂 emotional management.
You also need to have this EQ, emotional management.
好, 我们来看诗篇。
Let's refer back to Psalms.
诗篇105篇。
Psalm 105.
诗篇105篇。
Psalm 105.
105篇的17节。
Verse 17.
诗篇105篇的17节.
Psalm 105, verse 17.
在他们以前打发一个人去，约瑟便卖为奴仆。18节.
Verse 18.
人用脚镣伤他的脚，他被铁链困居。18节. 那神的话试炼他，只等到他所说的话应验的。 神的话在试验他，考验他。
God's word came to pass, and God's word tested him.
所以不是环境考验他，现在是神的话在试验他。
So he was not tested by the environment, but by God's word.
神的话是什么话呢？
What is God's word?
就是要应许他当领导人呢。
That he promised him that one day he will become the leader.
应允他当一个大家求他的这种人物对象。
That he would be the one person in the future that people would come to request to.
神用这个就是一直考验他。
God used this to test him continually.
一直把这个恶加在他的身上。
Continually adding to him this yoke.
不但是熬炼他的技能。
Not only to train his skills.
还要熬炼他的品格。
But also to train his character.
所以他以前在波提法家里也学了很多管理的技巧。
In the past, in Potiphar's house, Joseph was trained in many different types of management.
他学了很多这个埃及这个语文，他至少要学埃及的语文呢。
At least he had to master the language of Egypt.
后来他到了监狱里头，也要学习如何的管理这些人犯呢。
Later on in jail, he also learned how to manage the people in the jail.
还能够了解这种埃及高官的文化。
And he could understand the customs of the high official of the land. Because at that time, there were two high officials that were being imprisoned in the same jail. So between them, they held several dialogues. Through different environments, he kept on learning. This was the chances given to him by God. In the place where we are afflicted,
危机就会转机啊,
the crisis will turn into opportunity.
啊, 所以我们孩子在困难当中,
so our children in their adversities,
我们不要把它拿掉,
let us not take them away.
我们一定要鼓励他要有勇气去面对他,
let us encourage them so that they have the courage to face them. Using this opportunity that they can learn.
利用这个机会能够一直往神为他所预定的目标一直前进呢。
To use this chance to march continually toward the goal that was set by God for them.
我们作为父母亲，不要挡我们的孩子的脚步。
As children, let us not obstruct our children's pathway.
当神用苦难要逼我们的孩子再继续往前进的时候。
When God forced adversities upon our children so that they may move up.
千万不要把它hold住了。
Let us never hold them back.
让他继续走完神所要让他走的路程。
Let us continue to let them finish the full course of their way.
只等到神所说的都应验的。
Until the word of God come to pass.
所以他被隐藏了13年的时间呢。
So he was hidden for 13 years of time.
那后来呢，我们请看20节。
Then what happened in verse 20?
105篇20节。
Psalm 105, verse 20.
王就打发人把他解开，就是这里众民的，把他释放。21节.
21.
立他做王家的主，掌管他一切所有的，就是当宰相的。
Then he became the prime minister.
所以神也要让我们站在高位。
God also desires to put us in a high position.
但是我们一定要走完这一层呢。
But we have to continue.
一定要年轻的时候就要负轭,
and finish this course, and we have to bear the yoke in our youth.
啊, 利用每个环境来学习,
we use every environment to learn.
所以受苦是好的,
so it is good to suffer. To suffer.
因为约瑟在受苦的地方昌盛,
because Joseph thrived in his adversities.
当我们现在都, 舍不得让我们孩子受苦,
of course, nowadays we are reluctant to let our children suffer.
我的女儿刚大学毕业的时候,
when my daughter finished her college,
因为大学毕业是在五月份就毕业的,
she graduated in May.
但是他们租房子, 是从9月租到8月底啊,
but her rent
9月,
was from September to the end of August.
因为学校是9月开学的,
and then school would start again in September.
现在5月就毕业了,
now she has graduated in May.
所以还有6、7、8三个月空着啊,
so there are 3 months that the house will be vacated.
所以他们的同学都把这个在转租，这个利用三个月，再租给那些来参加学校暑期班的那些学生。
So her her classmates would sublease the house to others.
他们学生就很聪明，说要出租，怎么在网络上说要出租了。
These students are very smart. They advertise the house in online.
当然我的女儿也是一样，说要出租了，还有什么可以网络。Of
course, my daughter also did the same thing to rent it out online.
那有一天呢，我的女儿打电话给我。
And one day, my daughter called me.
说，爹地呀，我那些同学们都已经租出去了。
Oh, daddy, my friends have already rented all their places.
那我们信耶稣的反而租不出去了。
We who are believers of Christ, we cannot lease them out.
哇，我听到这个以后，
after receiving this news,
哦，心里面感谢主啊，非常感谢。
In my heart, I give thanks to the Lord again and again.
这是一个恶，这个恶啊是很轻啊。
This yoke is very light.
就让他有点挫折，
so that she may experience some difficulty.
啊，所以事情并不是那么容易的啊。
To know that things does not happen easily.
啊，你以前什么事情都是很容易，不是理所当然的。
In the past, everything was smooth sailing. These are not
都是神,
by course.
神在帮助你啊,
because this is the help given to you by God.
所以那时候他打电话给我,
so that time she called me.
真的我内心非常喜乐,
in my heart, I was so joyful.
就神给她一个机会,
that God gave her an opportunity.
我就告诉她你祷告啊,
I told her, you go pray.
我没有什么给她方法, 说你祷告。
I didn't give her any other methods to pray.
那过了不久以后,
then later on, after some time,
那真的就租出去了。
She really rented it out.
所以一样是租出去,
in the same way, they rented out all their places.
但神就把它延迟几天, 为了要让她能够体验神的能力, 要让她自己体验神啊。
But God delayed for a few days for her so that she can experience God personally.
好，那我们再看《使徒行传》。
Let's now refer to Acts of the Apostles.
11章。
Chapter 11.
使徒行传11章25节。
Acts chapter 11 verse 25.
他又往大处去找扫罗，26节。
26.
找扫罗就带他到安提阿去，他们足有一年的功夫，在教会一同聚集，教训了许多人，门徒成为基督徒，就是从安提阿起所的。那我们知道巴拿巴，他是一位很好的工人。
We know that Barnabas was a very good worker.
那时候，保罗在大苏呢已经待了十几年，大概14年的时间了。
At that time, Paul had already stayed in Tarsus for about 14 years.
大家早就把扫罗这个人忘记了。Many
people had forgotten Saul.
扫罗就是保罗，我们所称的保罗。Saul
was also what we refer to as Paul.
所以就给忘记了。They
forget him.
假如我退休以后十几年，我看躲在山下缅度十几年以后，大家也忘记了。If
I retire one day and I hide myself in Sacramento for over a decade, then many people would forget about me.
所以我也准备被大家忘记。So
I will be forgotten by people.
所以扫罗一样在那里躲了14年了，大家忘记他。In
the same way, Saul also hid himself for 14 years, and many people have forgotten him.
圣工的需要。
But because of the need of the gospel,
所以让这个巴拿巴再想起扫罗。
So that Barnabas came to remember about Saul.
就去把他找出来。
He looked for him.
我们看保罗，他以前呢是很有能力，他是很有学问的人啊。
Paul in the past, he was so powerful, he was an educated man. But because of the need of the sacred word, and God has his plan, God has already cut off all the personal relationships that's related to Saul. God wanted him to learn once again, to learn all the statutes of God, how to use the laws written in the Old Testament. What is the relationship between the laws written in the Old Testament to the New Testament? So God has closed him up in the land of Tarsus, that he was hidden there. After the arrow has been sharpened, it will be hidden in the quiver. So after many youths have acquired skills, many would want to express themselves in the church. This is not good. They have to have the virtue of hiding themselves. Just as Joseph and Saul, they were hidden. When time comes, God will personally look you up. God through men have found Joseph. Through Barnabas, Saul was also found. Because the hidden time has passed. So when we teach our children, let us not only teach them things pertaining to skills, let us also teach them the character regarding being hidden. Let us not be very hasty in performing tasks for God. Because the definition of love has been described in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
那爱就是不宣扬，不张狂，不宣扬。
Love is not to parade itself and to be proud, to be puffed up.
好，那我们看到，parade 就是张扬啊。
To parade is to show.
这个人呢，有就说是的确他有才华。
For example, a person is truly talented.
他应该是有的，他是有这种的能力。
He should be a very capable person.
他是有这种的技能。
He has this particular skill.
但是呢，爱是不张扬，不 parade， 不好像去炫耀说，哎，我有哪些才能，自己说。
But love is not to boast oneself and to parade himself by saying, I have a particular talent.
那爱人也是不张狂。
And love is not boastful.
就是不吹牛，不膨胀自己。
They do not puff yourself up by saying
things. 有就说有，没有就说没有。
If let the yes be yes and no be no.
尤其在职场啊，有些人在写这个履历表的时候。
For example, some people are writing their resumes.
有的人啊就会膨胀自己呀。
Some people will boast about themselves.
三年的经验或十年的经验。
Even if they only have 3 years of experience, they'll write 10 years.
其实啊，不需要。
Actually, it's not necessary.
我们也喜欢张扬自己，为什么要张扬自己呢？还是膨胀自己呀、啊、
？Why do you need to puff yourself up?
因为神有能力，神说好的话，没有人能够阻挡。
Because once it is approved by God, no one can obstruct it.
我们要相信最后的审核权在谁的手中啊？
We have to understand the final judgment is in whose hands.
那支笔啊，是在神的手中啊。
That pen is written by God's hand.
神只要说好可的话，那没有人能够阻挡得了。
If God signs it and say approve it, but no one can approve obstruct it.
所以我们要相信神。
So we have to believe in God.
我们就不需要张扬，也不需要膨胀。
We don't need to parade ourselves or puff ourselves up.
要有这个。被隐藏的品格。
We have to have the character to hide ourselves.
所以年轻的时候，父恶是好的。
It is good for a young man to bear the yoke.
那我们做父母亲的，就是要培养他们有一技之能啊。
As parents, we have to train them so that they are skillful.
为了让他们有一技之能。
So that they may be skillful.
一定要有所要求。
We have to have expectations.
那有了一技之能以后。
After acquiring those skills,
还有个属灵的品格,
they have to have the spiritual character.
能够让他们来处理一些事情。
That they are be, they'll be able to deal with matters.
有从神而来的智慧。
That they have the wisdom that comes from God.
这样子，我们孩子的人格就很健全。
In this way, a child's character will be perfect.
就好像主耶稣哈。
Just like the Lord Jesus.
他心智跟身高都一起增长。
He grew in his stature and virtue at the same time.
所以他智慧跟他的身高都一起增长的。
So his height, his stature, and his wisdom increased accordingly.
所以我们做父母亲的，但愿我们的孩子都在技能上，还有在品格上，属灵品格上一直增长。
So let our parents maintain our children to grow in their skills and their virtues accordingly.
然后神跟人都喜欢。
So that they may gain favor in the eyes of God and men.
我们再来唱一首赞美诗来。赞美神。
Let us sing one more hymn to praise the Lord.
482首。
482。